Hello.
Hi, it's Stella from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm okay.
Great. I'm just returning your call. I see you tried reaching us on Friday.
Yes. I guess it was basically trying to see if my father's coverage would permit him to come. I mean, I don't know if there's a waiver program or what's your facility set up. But I needed to know whether or not his coverage will be covered or he has to pay out of pocket or what
to
it
have
entails.
A caregiver someone to work for him?
Correct.
Does he have Medicaid?
He has Medicaid Part A and B, and he has Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Let me see. Give me what's his first and last name and date of birth?
Eugene Cox, October 14th, 1940.
How do I spell his name?
E-U-G-E-N-E Cox, C-O-X.
Let's see if it comes up. E as in Edward, U, G as in goat, E, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward?
Yes.
And the date of birth is 10-14-1940?
Yes.
It doesn't come up under Medicaid. Why is that? Do you have his Medicaid ID?
I have to get it. I'm actually going in the house as we speak, so I have to get it.
Okay, but if
that's
he
the
has
red, white,
Medicaid,
and blue one, correct?
I'm not sure, really.
So it's not the red, white, and blue card?
I said I'm not sure. I really don't know how
okay.
It looks like. And he's in
okay.
Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, he's been in Pennsylvania since September. He's relocated from Georgia.
Got it. Then, and which insurance does he have under Medicaid?
Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Blue Cross, Blue Shield, there's most probably another name for that. Because Blue Cross,
okay.
There's a few insurances that have that. Let's do like that. If you claim he has Medicaid, then he should be eligible for home care services. What we'll need to do, we'll need to get him enrolled under the waiver program. And then once he's enrolled under the waiver program, he will get a certain amount of hours per week, how much he's approved for.
Okay.
Okay, let's do like that.
So,
I'll need the Medicaid ID. Or let me try again. Let's see what, like, it should go through the first and last name and date of birth if he has Medicaid.
Eugene. That's E-U-G-E-N-E.
And then Cox is C-O-X, right?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe his Medicaid is inactive or something, or maybe he has Medicare, not Medicaid.
Oh, you know what? I think that's what he has, Medicare.
Oh. Okay. So he'll need to get enrolled under Medicaid because we only